This podcast is produced and managed by Kangaroo Fern Media Lab, Australia's independent video and podcast company. We do the podcasting hard bits so you don't have to. We make podcasts easy. Book a call at www.kangaroofern.com. www.kangaroofern.com.
Welcome back to another episode of Love, Growth, and Freedom. This is AD here. I hope y'all are doing great. You know, it's been a while since we've been together, I think. No. You know what? Every time I do a podcast episode, I feel like I am literally talking to an audience right in front of me, and I feel like you're always there. So whenever I say, oh, it's been a while, it's really just been a while for me to record an episode for you guys and be with you, sitting down. And now I want you to sit down, take off your shoes, relax and enjoy, or do something while you listen to me, because this is going to be an interesting topic. This episode today, that you're listening to, is about dealing with future mistakes. So we've been talking about the past few episodes about mistakes and what are the nature of mistakes, why do you have to learn from them, that sometimes we learn the best lessons from our mistakes, and that we are allowed to make mistakes. Because, you know, this world is very cruel to people who make mistakes. This world only sees your mistake. You know, one mistake, one bad slip up. Everybody will talk about your one bad slip up, but no one will talk to you about the good things that you've done for them, the good things that you've done for people around here, you know, around this world. So it's a harsh world. It's a harsh critic. And if you become harder on yourself, well, it's going to be tough to live in this world. It is. It already is. It's going to be tougher for you if you don't have that. So I want to share with you this. You know, these tips are things that we have to have a mind of as we go through making mistakes and being able to understand what the nature of mistakes are for us. And I think, you know, personally, mistakes are a personal journey as well. You know, it's something that you make because of your own circumstances. It's a thing that you make because of the things that you know and what you don't know. So it's mostly personal. So thank you for being here. Thank you for taking the time to listen to me, because I know y'all are busy, but listening to me, I really appreciate y'all. And I want to say thank you to all of you who's given so much time and effort to be with me in all these episodes. I send you some love. Now, the episode today is dealing with future mistakes. Mistakes. Lessons and mistakes are part of our lives. And now that we've accepted this and understood how integral it is in our lives, how important mistakes are, how making mistakes, learning from them, helps our transformation and our becoming. In this episode, we learn what mindset to have when we deal with future mistakes. Now, I will say, when you've learned from your mistakes, when you've learned from them, when you know the lessons that's going on, sometimes you still fall for the trap. Sometimes you will relapse. Relapsing is a part. Repeating mistakes may happen, and it's okay. You know, this, I'll give as an example, okay? You know how a lot of people will say or ask advice when they're heartbroken and be like, friend, my heart is broken, this guy broke me, and whatever. But, and then you tell the person, don't do it, don't go out with him anymore because he's an ass or he's whatever. And then the next day, you're not gonna listen to your friend and you're gonna be back with that toxic person and you're like, damn. I repeated the same mistakes again. You know, I knew what I was worth, but I still went on with this one because, I don't know, there must be something I still need to learn, or I learned it, but I choose not to. And now you keep repeating the same thing, and it's okay. It happens. Sometimes, even if you know that it is wrong for you, sometimes you want to choose it because you're still in disbelief. You just still don't want to believe that it's really wrong for you until you kind of actually hit a moment where you're like, okay, this is wrong for me. So, yeah. Learning is a process. So when we make mistakes and you try to learn from it, there would be mishaps. The only bad thing about this is when we continue on doing it without changing anything. So you have to understand that, yeah, okay, if it's your choice, you still want to see how far it goes, and you still think that you're not in the wrong, and you still want to keep on trying, go for it. But when you find yourself being in that same mistake again and again and again, that's not on people anymore, that's on you, and you have to change something. Because the only thing bad about making mistakes and relapsing over and over again is that a lot of us are not going to change anything, and we're going to be unapologetic about being that person, but looking at it in a looking glass, you're like, oh, or a magnifying glass, you're like, oh, that wasn't so right all along. If you magnify it, if you look at the situation. So sometimes we really have to take a deep breath, take a step back and see if the mistakes that we choose to make or the mistakes that we keep making are circumstantial. Is it because of situations around us? Is it because about a perspective, a mindset that you need to change? Or is it because you just clearly don't want to or you don't see it as a mistake? So these are the reasons why we relapse in making those mistakes. Because for example, a lot of us say we'll never lie again, but we will do white lies to protect people's emotions. But I've learned that that wasn't right. Not never. I mean, lying is never right, but white lies somehow, but I think more of like withholding the truth, but it's still considered as lying somehow. But for me, I try to be as honest as possible with everything that I do, 100% transparent. If you know me, who I am, I really tell it as it is, and I don't really mind if it's going to hurt you. So, yeah. But again, the only thing bad about relapsing or repeating mistakes is not learning anything from it or not choosing to change anything, especially if you know that you're in the wrong. So, yeah. So be kinder to yourself and take a few steps back to find what works best for you in dealing with these mistakes. Sometimes a lot of us repeat the mistakes because we still don't know. You know, maybe there's a perspective that we haven't seen, a process that we hadn't understood in regards with that mistake. So be kinder with yourself. Because sometimes a lot of people say, oh, I'm so stupid. I'm so dumb. I keep repeating the same mistakes over and over again. What's wrong with me? Maybe nobody should love me. This is so present in heartbroken people, I would say. And it's also present in my head most of the time when I'd be like, oh, nobody loves me. Nobody ever is going to love me. Everybody thinks I'm too much. Everybody thinks... But without me looking at the bigger perspective, maybe I really do come off as off-putting. Maybe there are some things that I have to change the way that I get myself across, but not really change my personality, but change how I communicate now. That is also like catering to other people's needs, because a lot of the things that I'm doing probably look selfish for other people. So I have to tone it. I have to like repeat the tone and all the likes. But changing the tone, not changing the whole personality, is my goal right now. Like being able to be inclusive and be respectful of people's boundaries, because it's not always about me. It's also about people. So be kinder, because you are going to repeat mistakes. Mistakes are going to happen to you again. And sometimes you'll repeat the same mistakes over and over again, because probably you still haven't learned what you need to learn. Yeah? Wow. Okay. Let's calm down a little. Let me drink a glass, or let me gulp a few water. Just kidding. Wait a minute. Yeah, there you go. Some ASMR for you guys. I don't know. I think I've been growing into my content recently also, and I've been really, really happy to explain more of my thoughts as freely as I could, because a lot of the times I was really doubting myself and I was so afraid of making mistakes. So that is the reason why I kind of like wanted to press out into you about mistakes, because mistakes are scary, but it's not something that we should be scared of. You know, it's the thought of making a mistake scarier than really just making the mistake and committing it, if I were to be honest. Like, it's the thought of it. The thought behind, oh, I'm afraid of making a mistake, is stronger than the feeling of dismay when you make that mistake sometimes. And it's like, oh, I was scared for nothing. I was going to learn something, and now I'm in a better place. And you know what I mean? So I'm sharing with that because, I don't know, I've been scared so many times, scared shitless with all the things that I'm going to do. But now I'm more confident in myself and my ability as a person because of those mistakes. And I want to share with you that. And I had been able to repeat a lot of mistakes. And a lot of mistakes I've made me lose a friend, made me lose people in my life. I am so sad about those, but I also am thankful that I was able to learn what I needed to learn from all those. And I will take it by heart forever. And I will really change, because I don't want to repeat the same thing, and I don't want to hurt people in that way and sense anymore. So I think the glow up that we all need is to actually accept that we made mistakes and we're going to change ourselves or change the way we deal with those things, because for sure that there was something wrong with that. Now, the second point of this episode is, remember you've made mistakes and learned from it. You know, remember that the mistakes that we've all had and done, some mistakes will actually seem eerily familiar. It may feel like the same mistake you did before, but it's not entirely, but it feels like the same nature. Just remember that you've learned from it, that with all the knowledge that you have right now, it is your power to actually do your best, and it's in your duty to do your best to not repeat the same mistakes. And I want to say that you have to remember that. You have to remember that you've learned from it. And sometimes it may not seem a lot, but it is something that you'll actually carry on with you forever. I've learned from my past mistakes and it allowed me to grow. It doesn't mean you can't do it again with new mistakes. So I want you to remember that the world is changing, you know? It's ever-changing. There'll be things out of reach for you, but you shouldn't fear anything, especially making mistakes, because we continually learn. So as we go on, you get so used to the life that you have now that you're not gonna make any more mistakes. But whenever you venture into something new, whenever your life stretches you out to grow, you will encounter chances of making a mistake. But we never should be afraid of them. We never should be fearing of what these mistakes will bring us, because inevitably, we will. The more that we live our lives, the more that everything changes, we will have a bad joke that we will say. We will offend people with the jokes because we didn't know better. You know, there will be moments like that because the landscape of our world is ever-changing. And that is a constant thing. You'll encounter people that will change and they'll probably be offended when you use to call them with the wrong pronouns just because you were used to calling them this way. And people who try to set their boundaries, people around you will always change. And sometimes you wouldn't know their boundaries, and sometimes you wouldn't know how these changes are going, and you will make mistakes. But fear not, because when you make these mistakes, they will, if they are true enough and genuine enough around you and they really care about what you think and what's going on with you, they will tell you where you made a mistake, and they will not hate you, but they will educate you of the mistake that you made and make sure that you never again to do it, you know, because you know now better, and it is your duty to keep that and also educate other people as you go through. You've made mistakes and continually got back up and changed your ways and understood it the best way you can. So have faith in yourself, okay? Have faith that with every mistake that you're going to make, you're going to make it there. You know, you're going to get up and you're going to be fine. You're going to be okay. You're going to brush it off and be like, I made a mistake. But that mistake does not define me. I am not my mistake. I am a human being, and I am allowed to make mistakes. Ugh. I love you guys. I'm sorry. I'm bursting into emotions right now. Whenever I speak to you, I have big emotions. You know what I mean? Now, and the last point of this episode is just really kindness and compassion above all. But before we go on into that, I just want to say this is a partnership with Guerrilla Podcast Syndicate, where I stream most of my stuff. If you want to listen there, you can listen to the desktop browser, you can listen to the Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, wherever you kind of like take your podcast fix. So please do. And if you feel like you've learned something here, and if you feel like you've found a friend in my podcast, please don't hesitate to share it with other of your friends, because I'd greatly appreciate it, your support, the love, and new people coming in to listen, because it really just keeps me going whenever you also see your messages and all the like. And if you also want a more visual and like up in your face motivational content, go to my TikTok, FreshFMAdrian. If you want to see me on roller skates, also go to my Instagram, FreshFMAdrian. And yeah, and if you want to go see me live, you can see me live on TikTok every Mondays to Wednesdays, 6 to 7 p.m. Yes, I just want to send that. Thank you so much for being here. And you guys have impacted my life a lot, and I'm so, so proud of it. And thank you so much for being here with me. Now, kindness and compassion above all. It's easy to forget all these truths about mistakes and how we can all bounce back from it. But here I am to remind you again that your mistakes don't define you. How you deal with them reveals your character. Give yourself the chance to be kind and compassionate to yourself. Okay, I just want to say, this is a quote that I've always enjoyed listening and remembering. Remember what you are, the rest of the world will not. Wear it like armor so that no one can use it against you, by Tyrion Lannister. Now, mistakes, they're not who you are. You know, I want to say that mistakes are not who you are. They are a part of who you are. They are a part, an instrument of your becoming, of who you are trying to become. And the more mistakes that you make along the way, it makes you more of a better person, because you get to understand the things that you know, or the things that you didn't know you did wrong. And the more that you build up on that, the more that you figure out that, okay, I learned from this, the more of your confidence builds up, because you've understood and you kept an open mind, you kept an open heart to take into considerations the things that you lack, or, you know, the lack of what you have there. And it's okay, because as people, we are never perfect and we will always lack certain things in our lives, but that doesn't mean we are not able to learn and grow from that. It's a reminder that you know, we have to wear also these mistakes as armors, because we have to put it up and say, I've learned this. Now, think about it. What else are the things that you have to learn from, or what are the things that you learned from that, and use it up, put it in yourself. It becomes who you are and the armor that you have now. And then now you know better. You won't ever repeat that mistake again, or you would actually repeat that mistake less and less than you think you would, because you know better. And I think that's the most important part about mistakes for me. I love the fact that we all can rise from it. You know, we can all deal with our future mistakes with the same grit, with the same determination to be better as people. And yeah, I also saw this. Oh my God, someone said this on Twitter, and it was sent to me by my friends on Telegram, is that higher and best self, when we talk about becoming the best versions and higher versions of ourselves, it feels more of a very taxing job, demanding mostly, and it expects so much greatness from that. But now, instead of using higher and best self, I would start using now my favorite version of myself, our favorite versions. It's because it leaves room for grace. It leaves room for making mistakes, allowing us to have a margin of error. That this is my favorite version of myself, because I am able to understand more things that I knew, not that I know now, than I knew before. That, you know, it's a typical thing that you kind of like have to understand. And I've made a couple of mistakes in my life, and I think those mistakes have made me pretty much a good person. I'm happy about it. Like, it's like I am myself made of flaws stitched with good intentions by Augustine Burroughs. It's an example of that. We are all like a culmination or a combination of all the experiences we've had, all the mistakes, and all the right things that we've done. So have that kindness and compassion to yourself, that you are never going to be perfect, but that doesn't mean that you can never ever change for the better or to your favorite version of yourself. And that's it. And that's it for this episode. Thank you for listening to me. I appreciate the time that you've given me. And, you know, our episodes are becoming shorter and more concise, because I really just enjoy giving out points like these. These feel like I am slashing you with the truth. So, yeah. Violently cute. Thank you so much for being here. This is ADL of Love, Growth, and Freedom with Adrian Duarte. And I hope to see you again on our next episode. We'll be talking about how do we deal with mistakes that people do to us, you know? How do we deal with mistakes that people have wronged us? And how do we deal with other people making mistakes towards us? So thank you so much for being here. And if you want to listen to more of my episodes, please don't hesitate to send me some love and follow me on my socials and on my podcast. And that's it. Yeah, don't forget, the next episode we'll be talking about people who've wronged us and how to deal with all those. So thank you so much. Have a great day. Goodbye.
We are Independent Podcast Network. We are Guerrilla Podcast Syndicate. Would you like to hear your brand while supporting quality podcasts? Contact us now at advertise@guerrillapodcastsyndicate.com.